Shalom. We'll be talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, if you have to do it the same day of Rosh Chodesh, or it can be done retroactively. We'll start out with the Mishnah in the third parak. The first Mishnah in the third parak. Ro bezdim chol Yisrael, all the Yidden saw the Levona, nechkeru ha'edim v'lo yispiku lo imam mekudesh ad shechosheicho, arei ze me'ubo. So they didn't manage to say Mekudosh, which makes the Kiddush HaChodesh on that day. So then came out and came till the next day, and at night you can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh. So then it's Me'ubar, means there's an extra date of the Chodesh before. And Rosh Chodesh of the next month comes out in Yom Lamed Aleph the next day. Then the Gemara says, לא יספיקו לו עם המקודש עד שחשיך הרי זה מאובו וכיוון דתונה עד שחשיך הרי זה מאובו לא אמר לי it says עד שחשיך so we know that at night you can't be מקדש so why does it have to say הרי זה מאובו so the Gemara says that we would think סל כדאי תך מנותי וחקיר הסיידים כתחיל הסדין ומקודש מקודש כגמר דין ולקד שבליל ימיד ידע והדיני מומנס the Gemara says no מה משפוט ביום אוכנה מביום So the Mishnah says that if they didn't manage to be Mekadosh the Chodesh on the 30th day, the day that the Edim came, so they can't be Mekadosh that day anymore, so then it's called Me'uber, the Chodesh is a Me'uber. And from here they ask on the Rambam, which we will later explain about it, the Rambam holds a Shita that you could be Mekadosh the Chodesh a few days later, and it comes retroactively, the Rosh Chodesh is the day before. It's called Kiddush HaChodesh LeMafreya. After 4 or 5 days, or even at the end of the month, the Rambam says if the Edim came and they said they had seen the Yoreach on the 30th day, so the Bezdin could be Mekadosh the Chodesh LeMafreya a day earlier than they had originally done. So it's kosher from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lo yispiku lo imam mekudesh ad shechosheicho, so the Chodesh is Me'uber. Why can't they in the morning start out and say, we're being Mekadosh the Chodesh yesterday? In fact, there was a hava mina. The Gemara says alkedayt chamina that you could be mekadosh balayla because it's gemar din balayla. So the Rashba asks, or the Ritva asks, how would be a hava mina to be mekadosh balayla? It's already not the 30th day. What's the hava mina that at night, even if it's kigmar din, but it's already not Rosh Chodesh, it's the day afterwards. And if you say it could be Mekadosh the day afterwards, because it's Gemar Din, so let them be Mekadosh in the morning, Lemafreya. So you see from here that you can't be Mekadosh Lemafreya. The Rashba himself, that he holds not like the Rambam, he holds he can't be Mekadosh Chodesh Lemafreya. So he says the Avamin of the Gemara, that Gemar Din Balayla would be because there isn't a Zman that's Eino Roy Lekiddush in between. That means if you had waited till the morning, so Balayla, it's not really Mekadosh, so you can't do it Lemafreya. But if it's the Techef, right afterwards of the day, it's a Gemar Din for the day, so then you could be Mekadosh, whatever the Hesper is. We'll go back to Daf Chof. The Gemara says in Daf Chof, Ki also Ula Omar Ibru Ala Elul. Ula came and he said they were Me'aber Elul, that means they made Elul instead of 29 days, 30 days on the day of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah was the next day, it was Lamed Aleph. Omar Ula Yadin Chavrin Bavloi Mai Tivuse Avdina Badai. We did them a big favor that we were Me'aber Elul and we pushed Rosh Hashanah off one day. Mai Tivuse, the Gemara says two timing. One is Mishum Yar Kaya, that if it comes out Yontev and Shabbos one day consecutively, one day after the other, so if you have your rokos, vegetables from the day before from before the first day, so then they won't be good anymore for 2 days. They would have to hold out for 3 days. If you make Rosh Chodesh the next day, so it comes out a day in between that you could pick from the fields new vegetables. And Ulam, and some say Vachabachanina says Mishum Mesai, that if there's a mess to be covered, so if it's 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so you can't be covered 2 days, so that it's not good to hold a mess so long. But if you have a day in between, you could be covered Mason. And then the Gemara says, Eini, Votoni, Rabbi Bal Shmuel, Yochel Kshem, Shema Abrines Hashono Letzoyrech, Kach Me Abrines Achoydesh Letzoyrech, just like if you want to make a Ibor Hashono to add on a date to the year, you could add it on if you need to. Let's say you need for the the season of the year, it didn't come out yet, the summer and the winter, or because there's kvasim you need for the Korban Pesach, that's not ready, or the Olei Regalim. So there's different reasons that you could be Ma'aber the Shona. The basic reason we're Ma'aber the Shona is to add on a leap year, to add on a year, month to the year, Hodor Sheni, is because each year has an Shnas HaShemesh is 11 days more than the Shnas HaLavona. The Lavona is 354 days and the Shnas HaShemesh is 365. So because of that, if we don't arrange the Lavona with the Shemesh, so it would come out that the Yomim Tovim Sukkos could come out in the middle of the winter, or Pesach could come out in the winter. But so Menele, you have to add up these 11 days each Be'erach, each 3 years, to add on another month. But you could be Ma'aber the Shana Letzorech. If you see a reason that the season is not coming out on time, you can make another month. Kach Ma'aber is a Chodesh Letzorech. We would have Ava Amina. That if you have a reason to be Ma'aber the Chodesh, add on another day, you're allowed to. Talmudim HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. Kozeh Re'eh V'Kadesh. It says HaChodesh Hazeh. Kozeh Re'eh V'Kadesh. That when you see the Levona, you have to be Mekadesh. There's no way out. Omar Rove Le'Kashi. So Mereda, how did Ula say that they were under Elul, Mishum Yarkayor, Mishum Mesayer? But we see that you can't have a special reason. Whatever you see the Levona, you have to be Mekadesh. You can't push it off for reasons. Le'Kashi Kan La'aboy Kan Le'Kashi. Just like you're allowed to be ma'aber the chodesh, that means just like the shana you could add on a month, so the chodesh you could add on a day, that you're allowed to. But the shaila is, could you be mekadesh the chodesh? That means to make it a day earlier. We didn't have Edim sing the Levona, and we'll tell Edim. Rashi says that will tell Edim that they did see the Levona Kadei to make the Chodesh earlier. That you're not allowed to. We would think you're allowed to. Tomash Malon, because they're Eve Kadesh. Chod Omra B'Shob Ben Levi, Ma'aymin alo Edim ala Chodesh Eniru Bizmanu La'abroi, Ve'in Ma'aymin alo Edim ala Chodesh Eloi Niru Bizmanu La'kadri. It could only be Ma'ayim on the Edim, that means to threaten them, to tell Edim that they shouldn't be made on the Levona because we want the Chodesh to be a day later. But you can't be ma'ayim on Edim to make them say that they saw the Levona a day earlier. Rashi says, "Bein ma'ayim b'yom shloshim alo Edim shloi ra'u, v'anam tzrichin lekadshu ayoyim, kedei la'avrid Shabbos miyoyim ha'kipurim, shiyoyim ru ra'inu v'yoyidu sheker, they'll be made sheker." So Be'emes, it's something you have to understand. How could you tell Edim to be made sheker? Rabbeinu Hanano says that it's talking that they saw Dumus Levona in the Ovim, in the cloud. So usually Bezim would tell him that it could be it wasn't really the Levona, it just was a cloud that looked like the Levona, we won't be Mekabel then. But in this case, that we want the Chodesh should be Biyom HaShloshim, so we don't try to get them to say if they saw Dumus Levona or not. As soon as they say, we say there it's a Levona and won't be Mekadesh the Chodesh. We're not Choshesh that it was Ovin. That's called Ma'aymin. Another pirush there is that the Rishonim say that if there came Edim to be Mazim and to show that the first Edim that they saw the Levona or Sheker, and the Mazimim would be Ne'emon and be Mevato, the first Edim, and that's all if Beznim weren't yet Paskin, that it's a Chodesh. So we say that we're Ma'ayim of the Edim HaMazimim, that they shouldn't be Mazim then. Today that Eidus HaChodesh should be Miskayim, and we make the Chodesh on Yom Shloshim. Eini v'sholach lei Rabbi Yehuda Nesil Rebami Avi Yoidin shekol yomov shel Rabbi Yochanan hoyom lamdeinu ma'ayimin alo Eidim ala Chodesh shelo yinira bizmanu lekadshoi afal pi shelo yiro'u yom ruroinu. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan says that we also are Ma'ayim, we threaten, we bring Eidim, that even if they didn't see the Oreach, they'll say they saw it. There's a difference between Nisan and Tishrei and other months. So Rashi says, "Benisan and Tishrei that the Moadois are Tuluin Boen Mekadshin Letzorech. Nisan and Tishrei, you are allowed to be Mekadesh Letzorech and to bring Edim that are not correct. But B'Shar Yarchi, you're not allowed. Even though Shar Yarchi, there's also reasons, but we don't allow it. And Tosfos says, Yesh Mefarshim Ipche." That Nisan and Tishrei, we don't be Ma'ayim, because over there is where it says, Kozere, Vekadesh, Letzerech, Vemoyadu, Vekadesh. that Gozer Eve Kadesh, you have to be Mekabel Ve'edei HaChodesh. But the other months, you could be Ma'ayim on them. The Rambam has a new sheet in this union of Ma'ayim in Aloedim. The Rambam says, in Parag Gimel of Ilchus Kiddush HaChodesh, Bezdin sheyoshvu kol yom shloshim v'loy bo'u edim. Bezdin sat the whole day of the 30th day and the edim didn't come. That means it's talking that they knew that it was possible that edim should come and see the yoreh. Ishkimu baneshev v'ibros ha'chodesh. They woke up early in baneshev before dawn and they were ma'abra the chodesh, which means not that they say mekudesh. The Rambam shita is that when it's ibor you don't say mekudesh. Well, it means they made a su'uda to be mefarsim adover that it's a chodesh me'ubar. Kmo shebiyarnu beperek zeh, v'achar arbo yichamisho yomin, if the 4 or 5 days of that bezdim or ma'abir the chodesh, bo edim rechoikim ve'idu sherovu es chodesh bizman o'yishur leil shloishim. Edim rechoikim, they came from far, and they were made that they saw the Yoreach b'yom shloshim. Va'afilu bo bezdin shloi katshu chodesh. Va'afilu bo b'soifa chodesh, even at the end of the month. Ma'ayimin aliyan iyum godoy. U'matrifim oysom b'she'elus. U'matrichin aliyan b'bdikos. U'midak tekin b'edus. U'mishtadlin bezdin shloi katshu chodesh. Zeh hoil v'yotza shmoy me'ubo. So he says, we try very hard that the Eidim shouldn't be miskabel. But if Afal became Vimobdu Eidim Beiduson Vinimses Mechuvenes, Vareo Eidim Anoshim Yeduim Menevoinim Venechko Eidus Koroim, we see that they're true Eidim, they're saying Emes, Mekadshi Noisoi Bechoizrin Umoinin Loisei Achodesh Miyoim Shloishim. So they're Mekadesh the Chodesh, and Lemafreya retroactively they call this Chodesh from the Yom Shloishim, that means a day earlier. Hoil Venirea Yoreach Beleiloi. And if Bezdin really have a reason to leave it Meubar, not to be Mekadesh, that means the Meubar, just like it was before the Eidim came, so then Manichin. What our Gemara says, Ma'abrin es HaChodesh LeTzorech, is talking that it was a Kiddush HaChodesh LeMafreya, and if they see right to leave it meubar, not to be mekadesh lemafreya, so that's how they leave it. V'yesh min hachachomim agdoilim mishechilek bedovol zeh. V'oimer lo oilem ein ma'abrin es hachodesh letzorech. Hoilu bo oedim mekadshin ve'ein ma'amin aleim. Some hachachomim agdoilim hold that you always are mekabel, even if it's lemafreya, you're mekabel ve'edim and you're not ma'ayim. Yehoi li she'ein machlek es hachachomim bedovol zeh lo b'shar hachodoshim v'zman chutz minisim v'tishrei. Oy be'edei nisan v'tishrei. So the all the Chachomim hold that all the other months you're not Na'ayim, you're Mekabel Eidim. Or Nisan v'Tishrei after the Regolim went by. Shekvar Nase Mashe Nase. Over Zman HaKorbonos v'Zman HaMoedos. Avolim Bo Eidim v'Nisan v'Tishrei Kodem Chatzi HaChodesh Mekabel Eiduson v'Ein Ma'ayim Min Aleim Klav. She'ein Ma'ayim Min Aleidim She'idu Al HaChodesh Ro B'Zman HaKedei La'abroi. אבל מאיימן על עדים שנזכל כלו עדוסון והרי הדובר לא יתה וגנאי שלא יתזכה עם העדוס ויסה בר החודש מאיימן עליהם כדי שתזכה עם העדוס ויזכה עם החודש בזמנו וכן אם בואו עדים לזים עשו עדים שראו בזמנו קודם שקדשו בזנר אלו מאיימן על המזימן שעד שלא יתזכה עם האזומה ויזכה את החודש בזמנו. So the Rambam hopes that you could be מקדש לחודש למפריע, but if they see fit, so they don't have to be mekabel these edim. And then he says a chilik between Nisan and Tishrei. First of all, what the Rambam says, v'achar arbo yichamisho yomim bo edim rechoikim. It's interesting. Someone pointed this out to me that the Gemara says in Pesachim Davov Amidbeis, the Gemara wants to learn out that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling about the halachas of Korban Pesach. He was on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, שהרי משה עומד בראש החודש ומזהיר על הפסח שנאמר החודש עשה לכם ראש חדושים וכסיב דברו על בני, כל הדס בני ישראל לאמר בעשר על החודש הזה ויקחו להם איש זה. So he was talking on ראש חודש, he was telling over the הלכס קודם פסח. The Gemara asked, ממי דברי שיערכי קוי? Who says he was standing on ראש חודש? דין לברבו ביערכי קוי ובחמישה ביערכי קוי. It's very identical to the Rambam's lotion that he says אחר הרבו או חמישה יומים. So someone wanted to point out, Tosfos here in Pesachim asks, How could it be a Hava Amina that he was standing in the Dalet or Hay Nisan? But it says Mufurish that Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskashe Beriyah Salavona when Hashem said, Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, and Hashem showed him the Levona, Beriyah Salavona, he told him, Kozerei V'Kadesh. So that means he was standing on Rosh Chodesh where there was the Moila Dalavona. How could it be a Hava Amina that was Arbo Chamisha Yonim? So he says the Kalufi, the Rambam, it's good because the Rambam says if it's Arbo Chamisha Yomim, he came and he said that they saw the Levona a few days ago, so they could be Mekadish the Chodesh Lemafreya. So it could be that Hashem said, we're saying Achodesh Hazeh Lochem was 4 or 5 days later, and they're telling over that they saw the Achodesh Hazeh Rei V'Kadesh that was on Rosh Chodesh. I would add on to what I heard, I would add on another little nekuda that Tosfos is asking, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskash and Hashem showed him the Levona Barakiya. I think that's the Lashon of Rashi and Chumash also. But the Rambam says in the first halacha in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Chodshei Hashomeim Chodshei HaLevona Shneim Oilas Chodesh B'Chodshei V'Neim HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh. Kach Omru Chachomim Hero Loi HaKodesh Baruch Lemoshe B'Mare HaNevue B'Mus Levona V'Om Aloi Kozerei V'Kadesh. So the Rambam is learning not that he showed him the Levona itself, the Moilad, like you show, a person sees the Yoreach, only the Rambam says that he showed him the Mare HaNevue B'Mare HaNevue B'Mus Levona, and he told him Kozerei V'Kadesh. So it could be that the Rambam is Lushitose, like that person wanted to say that he was Mekadesh V'Chodesh L'Mafreh after Dalet V'Yomim, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him. That means we'll say not that he saw it on the Yom Shloshim, only after Dalet V'Yomim he was saying Kozerei V'Kadesh, and Hashem showed him B'Mare HaNevuah, he could show him after Dalet V'Yomim also. So it would be a Rambam Lushitose. That would be a Maimar Muske. Well, back to the Rambam itself, that he says that you could be Mekadesh the Chodesh L'Mafreh. And we had a kasha on the Rambam, that it says in the first Mishnah, in yesterday's Daf HaYomi, it says, V'yispiku lema mekudesh harei ze me'uba, ad sh'rasheicha harei ze me'uba. So why didn't we be Mekadesh L'Mafreh up on the next day? And even like the Hava Amina of the Gemara, that Balayla you could be Mekadesh. So the Brisker Rav in the Kuntres, there's a Kuntres on Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, he brings a Yerushalmi, and then he goes on to say that the Rambam holds in Perek Yudchet, the Rambam says that whenever there's Eidim that they saw the Levona, you have to always be Mekabel them, you can't get out of it. He says, B'chein ze sh'amru chachomim shem abrin es ha'chodesh le'tzorech hu b'chodoshim eilu shem abrin oysa lefi cheshbon v'oysin echad molei v'echad choser. When you don't see the Yorech and you do lefi cheshbon, so then your ma'abe letzerech, you do one mole, one chosa. Yesh lehem la'abe chodesh echod, chodesh acha, chodesh el chaser. That means, because they're doing lefi cheshbon, they have a tzorech, they could even do two meleim and two chaserim. Bozeu shema'abe letzerech nesh lo nira yorech bizmano. Elo be'eis shiro yorech bizmano, shu t'chila se yoysoi, nira acha sheneska bitzim ha'shemesh mekadshin lo elam. So the Rambam says, and there's your rech that you saw bismano, you have to be Mekadesh. So what's the pshat that you could not be Mekab of Eidim, and the Rambam says that it could be Meuber. So he says that's only by Kiddush HaChodesh L'Mafreya. When it's L'Mafreya, so then it's up to Bezin, they have a reshus not to be Mekab of Eidim. But when it's Bois or Yoim, so they have to be Mekab of Eidim. And Eilat, it says, V'yispiku Leimah M'Kiddush HaChech HaShecha. So it's the next day. If it's the next day, it's called the Mafreya, and to do the Mafreya, they have a reshus to change it. So Memele is saying that the Mishnah is talking in a case where they had a tzorech to be Ma'aber, and since they have a tzorech to be Ma'aber, and it's Kiddush HaChodesh L'Mafreya, Memele, they could push it off. In the Emek Brocha, he says that it's Mistaber, Shita, that once Beis Din were Mekadesh the Chodesh, on Yom Shloshim you can't change it, because Atem Afilu Mutoim, Atem Afilu Mezidim, and the Beis Din were Mekadesh. And if the Manda Omar, that there's three Manda Omrim, if on Ibur you have to be Mekadesh or not. Some say that Bizmano you're not, Bizmano B'Yom Shloshim you're not Mekadesh, and Be'Ibur you're Mekadesh.
Some say the opposite, that Bizmano you're Mekadosh and Biyom Shloshim Ve'echod, you're not Mekadosh Kvar Kedushu Shomayim. And some say you're not Mekadosh Bechlal, both of them. But he says that if it would be Lefi the Mandoma that you're Mekadosh Lechodosh Biyom Shloshim Ve'echod, Pshita, that you can't be Mevatel the Kiddush of Bezdin. It's only Leman Doma that you could your Mekadosh Biyom Shloshim. Biyom Shloshim Ve'echod you're not Mekadosh, it's Meuber. So Memele, if it comes out Lemafreya, so they could be Mevatel it. Again, he says the Emek Brocha that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah of mitzvah Lekadosh Al Oreiya, because they're Re'ei V'Kadesh, is only if it's Bizmanoi, Biyom HaShloshim Atzmoi, so then you're Mekadosh Al Pi Oreiya. But if you not Mekadeshit B'yom HaShloshim, and you're going to be Mekadeshit L'mafreya Yiftar Abba V'chamisha Yomim in the middle of the month, and you're going back to do it L'mafreya retroactive, so then there isn't the mitzvah of Lekadesh Al Pi Oreiya. There's a koach of Bezdin to do it Memele. So if Bezdin want to push it off and they don't have to do it Me'uba, they don't have to be Mekadesh L'mafreya, so they could leave it Me'uba. The Memele lo yispiku le'mam kudesh ad shechashecha, because then it's called the L'mafreya. There's no mitzvah L'kadesh Al Pi Oreiya. Then he goes on to say that we see the Gemara on top, and that Chof on top side, the Gemara says, Mishum de mitzvah L'kadesh Al Oreiya, and the Gemara wanted to say to push it off, the Eidim don't have to be Mechal or Shabbos. And if it's talking B'yom Shloshim Ve'echod, so they could push it off and come on Yom Shloshim Ve'echod and say they saw the Yoreh, and they'll be Mekadesh Yom Shloshim Ve'echod up to the Re'iyah of yesterday. So there we're talking to Man Omar that it's that Yom Mekadesh the Chodesh B'yom Shloshim Ve'echod, and it's still called Lefi this Gemara because they're Eid Mekadesh on yesterday, but it's not Lemafreya, it's the same day. Dar Chameach says an interesting story to be Metaritz this Kasha. From Lo Yispiku Le'ma Mekudesh, he says that you could be Mekadosh L'mafreya many days later, but if you're coming on a day that it itself could be Rosh Chodesh, you can't make on that day a different day Rosh Chodesh, because you're going into a different Gvul. Dugma L'dova, not a riot, but a Dugma L'dova, that you can't be Ma'aber D'Shono B'yom Sh'Roy L'Kroisa Nisan. It's a day that's Roy to be Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you can't then be Kavir that it should be Odor Sheni. So the same thing he says, on Yom Lamed Aleph, it itself could be called Rosh Chodesh, so on that day you can't be Kavir yesterday for Rosh Chodesh, because you're coming into the Gvul of a different Koach of Rosh Chodesh. Mashenke, so that would be good, why L'mochor, you can't be Mekadosh L'mafreya, and it's Areza Me'uba. But what was the Adamin of the Gemara to say, that Balayla, you could be Mekadesh, and because it's a Gemardin, so he says, because Balayla, it's not really to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, you can't start out Rosh Chodesh to be Mekadesh in Balayla only by Yoim, so Memele, it's not coming Bigvul Rosh Chodesh. So Memele, you could be Mekadesh L'mafreya Balayla, L'fi Adamina, but not by Yoim. There's another Gemara here, we'll bring the two Evan there. The Gemara says in Daf Chof Aleph, Levi Ikla LeBovel, B'chadesa B'tishrei. On the 11th day of Tishrei, Levi came to Bovel. How did he come to Bovel? So Tosfos says he was Toichat Chum. Some learned that he came out Pi Hashem HaMefeirosh. He was able to come. And Rabbeinu Hanano says he came with a little canoe. He was able to cross the water. So he came to Yom Yudalef Tishrei and he said, "Bosim Tavshila de Bavloi b'Yom Rabbe de Ma'arove." That means today the Yudalef Tishrei by you that you're eating and you have big seudas in Ma'arove. Now it's Yisrael, it's Yom Kippur, you can't eat. So they told him, "Asid, say Edus that today is Yom Kippur, that Rosh Chodesh was a day later." I didn't hear that Bezdin should say Mekudesh. Memeila on Nisim and Tishrei, you can't be made unless you hear specifically from Bezdin, even if you know for sure that that's the Cheshbon. So Tosfos says, learned Pshat. How did they do it? Because they are Pirov Elul is Choser. So Memeila, they went Lefi Rov, and their Cheshbon was that Yom Kippur was a day earlier as well as Rosh Chodesh. Memeila, it's like he says, and he says, that means the whole Kehila of Bava was called Atem Afilu Shogigim Atem Afilu Mezidim. So Tosfos asks, That's what Tosfos says. Ve'erach yamnichim. How did he say he's not saying edus and he let them eat? But they'll be over on the Isar Kor. So Tosfos says atem afilu mizid. So the Torah even asks, how could it be? So each person that is machlit, each kehil, even if they didn't hear from Bezin, they could be make themselves a Rosh Chodesh and a Yom Kippur and a Sukkot. How could it be such a thing? And the Rashba says that since the Bnei Bavel were already koveya and they already remember Mis'ana, so you can't change it. And some say even if they weren't Mis'ana, al kaponim it's shver. How could they be koveya for themselves? Another thing he asks, that in Chutzlar, it's in Bavel, it can be koveya. How could it be a koveya of a chodesh? Another thing he asks, how could it be that without smuchim, you need smuchim lekulam to be mekadesh the chodesh? Another kasha he asks, that all the time in Chutzlar, they're noig shnei yomim Rosh Hashanah. So Mimela, how could you see that they were koveya one day more than the other? Anyway, they had a sofek, ki'ilu a sofek, and they had 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So Lefi, what did we say? Atem afilu mutoim, atem afilu shogegim. How do we see that they made the first day dafka? In the middle of what the Tur Yevin is talking, in the middle, I saw he says this lashon. If he says that once Bezin was kveya, they can't have charata from their kvius, so he says afilu lidivrei Rambam disvirele. He says, even if the Rambam that there's kiddush hachodesh lemafreya, and even if they were kaveh yom lamed or yom lamed aleph, that's his lashon. So they could be mishane. So here it's shver. How could he say yom lamed if they were kaveh yom lamed? It was al yedei mikudush hachodesh, and that you can't be mishane lemafreya. How could it be mishane if the edim came and they were mekadesh? So it's mikudush. It's nearly that he means bezavka on lamed aleph. The lamed in lechura is miyutar. Da'ocha iyapshal ibnei agula l'shanes kviusam dimken ochlu v'osu melocha b'yom kippurim b'koras. Even if the Rambam that you could be mishana l'mafreya, but the bnei agula couldn't be mishana l'mafreya, because if they're mishana l'mafreya, it comes out that they ate on a Yom Kippur that was koras. They wouldn't be mishana. So he goes away in a teretz that it could be that a Eidechot is not Nehman, that's why it wasn't made, and only two Eidim, and then Mr. Rambam himself says that Eidechot is Nehman because it's Milsa David Legluish. Then he says from the Shelters. The Shelter says, brings down this Gemara, Rabbeinu Bar Nagel, Rabbi Barabba Iklu Lahu Asre, and was the same Indian with Yom Kippur, and it says that he brings down that they didn't want to be made under Chodesh because they didn't hear Mekudesh. So mainly you see that not only one is not Neman, two are also not Neman. There's a special din that you have to say Mekudesh HaChodesh, and Tosfos says B'Shar Chodoshim Yotzim Azeh V'Zeh Mibarav, some Chodoshim they're Yotzim Ba'erev and Nisim Etishri only Yotzim Ba'yom. So mainly they shouldn't mix up. There's a reason why you have to have that they heard Bezdin Mekudesh. So he says, the Shelter says, why can't you be made if the Eidim didn't come call Yom Shloshim? Let them be made for sure, or be Meuber. Let them be made that the Chodesh is Meuber. Maybe the next day they had Charata, and that means they had a Machshava, and they were Mekadosh the Chodesh a Chosa. So you see from here, from the Shilters, that even the next day you could, that he holds like, first of all, he holds like the Rambam that you could be Mekadosh the next day a Choser. Even in Lamed Aleph, you could make Lamed Rosh Chodesh. But meantime, you see also that the Chash is that the next day they were Mekadosh at Lemafreya. It's a little bit not like Dor Sameach. Dor Sameach says that the next day you can't do it after a few days later. And the Shilters is Mashma that even the next day it's Shaykh to be Mekadosh the Chodesh Lemafreya. I saw a raya to the Rambam. The raya to the Rambam that there's kiddush hachodesh lemafreya from the Maisa with Rabbi Gamliel. Roy bo shnayim v'omru reinu bizmanoi u'bilei liburoi loy nire. They saw it b'leil shloshim v'alef. They didn't see the orech. The kiblan Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was mekabel the edus. So you see that even if they saw it on Yom Shloshim, and the next night they didn't see it, that means they came the day later when they were able to say that Yom Lamed Aleph, they didn't see it. Ram Gamliel was mekabel them. From what was he mekabel them? So lefi the Gemara on Daf Chof on Medalef Lemala, that the Gemara says that he could be mekadesh al pi oriyah even the next day, and they're made on the day before, but the chodesh is meuba nicha. But it's not mashma that way because of the whole maisa of the Tanoim that it came out a different day Yom Kippur, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that lefi Ram Gamliel Yom Kippur was the day before. So memele it comes out that they came in Yom Lamed Aleph, and they were Mekadosh L'Chodesh Yom Lamed. So it's a right Lefi the Rambam. There's also a kasha on the Rambam that the Rishonim asked, why the Edim, the Rambam himself said that if the Edim are far away more than a day, Yom Delilah, they shouldn't be made, because they won't be Mekabel then. He says, in the beginning of Paraginal, Edim Shorol Es HaChodesh, Imoya Beinem Ubein Mokim Shesh Boi Bezdin Malach, Laila v'yoyim al pachos, hoynchino me'idin. V'imor b'neyem, yeser al ken lo yelchu, she'ein eidus anach ha'yom shloshim ha'yelet she'kvar nis'a b'rachoydesh. So he says that yom it won't be moyel the eidus because it was nis'a b'rachoydesh, but if the Rambam you could do mekadesh kiddush ha'choydesh l'mafreya. So the Kiryas Sefer says that it's only a eitzah tova. The Rambam means that it's a eitzah tova because since Bez Noam mechuyev to be mekabel them, if they come Yom Shloshim they're mechuyev, but if they come later they're not mechuyev. If they want, they could be ma'abel tzerech memele, they don't have to be matzriach. I would add on lefi the emek brocha that the mitzvah of the kaddish al pi ari is only biyomis, and you do it lemafreya is not the mitzvah. So memele there is also not a chiyuv in such eidim that they have to come and be made. The sefer mitzvahs, there is a machlekes the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says that Kiddush HaChodesh, mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibro HaShono is the same mitzvah. It's one, counted as one mitzvah, and the Bahag, the Ramban goes lefi the Bahag, it's two mitzvahs. One is Kiddush HaChodesh and one is Ibro HaShono. In the Chinuch, he says, when he mentions the Rambam Shita, that it's one mitzvah, he says that both mitzvahs are kedei to be miyashiv, that the mordos, the yomim tovim, should be bizmana. So you see that it's lefi the Rambam, it's all one inyan. To be mekadesh the chodesh and ma'abra the shona is all one inyan, that the moedos, or even rosh chodesh that's called moed, should all be bizmanam. Lefi the Ramban, it's two different inyanim. One is the inyan of chodesh, and one is the inyan of the shona. Another machlekes there is between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam holds that you could only be Mekadosh Beretz Yisrael and the Beis Din HaSomach and the Beis Din HaGodol. If you want to be Mekadosh in Chutz Lartz, it's only if there was a Beis Din Somach that came from Eretz Yisrael, but it has to be the Beis Din HaGodol. The Ramban says that Be'emeres, any Beis Din Somach could be Mekadosh. Only since there's a Beis Din HaGodol, so they have the reshus to do it. But once there's a Chorban Abayis, and the Beis Din are not being Koimam, so it's not called the Sanhedrin, so any Beis Din really could do it, usually only the Beis Din HaGodol does it. Another thing, the Rambam says that when there's no Beis Din HaGodol, you can't be Mekadosh al pi ra'iyah, you could only be Mekadosh al pi cheshbon. And the Rambam himself says that ad yimei abaye v'rove there were Mekadosh al pi ra'iyah. So the Rambam asks, but ad yimei abaye v'rove there wasn't a Sanhedrin g'doylo, so they had to be Mekadosh al pi cheshbon. How were they Mekadosh al pi ra'iyah? So the Rambam says that Be'emes you could be Mekadosh al pi ra'iyah even later when you have a Gimel Beis Din Smuchim. Another thing there is that the Rambam says, so how do we have a Luach now? How do we have Rosh Chodesh? So he says, Tefila Lanosi was Mesakin the Luach. So the Fida Rambam, he says, that he was Mekadosh. He actually did a Kiddush HaChodesh and a Ibur HaShona B'Shas Maises. And Memele was all in Eretz Yisrael and was all in the Smuchim. The Ramban says that he only made the Cheshbon. He doesn't need that it should be mamash smuchim, then it's enough to make a cheshbon. The Ramban adds on and says that there isn't a ma'akev in saying mekudosh achodesh. It's only lemitzvah ba'alma. So Memele, when Hillel Hanosi made the cheshbon, that was enough to be kaviyah chodoshim for the coming years. I would add on an agadah to the Gemara says in Megillah that when Achashverosh was upset with Vashti, he says, "Vayomer haMelech laChachomim Yoidei Yoitim." That they're Yodea La'abe HaShona V'Likboi HaChodoshim. So they told him, they were Bnei Sochar, so they were from the Sanhedrin. So they told him that they can't do it, they got out of it. They didn't want to be mixed up in the politics, and then he would be angry at them. So they told him to go to Amon Amoyav, that they're Shakti Yasvi Adol Daya, that they didn't go out from the Golus, and they have a clear mind. But Be'emes Lefi the Rambam, the mile of Kiddush HaChodesh is only in Eretz Yisrael Beis Din Smuchim. So if the Bnei Yisachar were in Chutz La'aretz, even though probably in those days there wasn't Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, but Lefi the Rambam, the Iker Kiddush HaChodesh is a Beis Din Smuchim and in Eretz Yisrael. So it's understood that they weren't Yodei Oitim. They didn't want to be, if their Kviyus on Vashti was Mikoach, the Ibur HaShona, so they weren't a Beis Din for the Ibur HaShona. Another thing it says in Chagiga that Shmoyne Esrei Klolos, that Yeshaya was Mekala, that Hashem is going to take away a Mashon, a Mashen, a Zokin, and a Tufonim, all the Chachomim. So one of them is a Yoetz. And the Gemara says, Yoetz, Yodea La'abel Shonim, Belikboya Chodoshim. And so we'll say Pshat in the Posek, Vashiva Shev Taich Kevorishoina, Vyatzaich Kevatchilo. Because the Rambam says you need the Bezin Agodol Davka, and even if the Ramban has to be a Bezin Smuch. So Vashiva Shev Taich Kevorishoina, we have Smuchim, so Memele Vyatzaich Kevatchilo, we have a Bezin that could be called a Yoetz, that's able to be Ma'abar Shonim Vekevia Chodoshim. And that's the Pshat also in the Shmoneh Esrei. Vashiva Shev Teinu Kevorishoina, we should have Bezin Smuchim, Bezin Agodol Neretz Yisrael. And then Vyatzaich, that will have yoatzim that will be able to be ma'aber shonim v'kevei chodoshim. Thank you.